This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 12th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, it's a warm evening. In Tel Aviv, the night is clear and mild, while Jerusalem enjoys a pleasant breeze. Down in Eilut, temperatures are cooler compared to the daytime heat, a comfortable night for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, in Lebanon, they are monitoring the secret battle of the IDF. Reports indicate that Israel is determined to conquer Hezbollah's stronghold at any cost. This comes from Walla earlier today. Also, the IDF condemns Israelis taking over Palestinian homes and land in the West Bank. The military calls the takeover near Kusra and Jalud illegal, reprehensible, and unacceptable. This report is from the Jerusalem Post just now. Also this hour, IDF troops fired on a Hamas sniper near the Gaza ceasefire line. This is the first publicly announced strike under new rules. Ynet reported this earlier today. Separately, Arab-Israeli activist Yosef Haddad engaged in a physical altercation during a podcast debate on Israel. This incident occurred during recording and was reported by Forward a short time ago. And finally, the Knesset passes a new cybersecurity bill. It aims to bolster national digital defenses. This story comes from Haaretz from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 is questioning whether the Mecca Defense Pact marks the birth of an Islamic NATO. They highlight the new security alliance between Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, and Turkey, posting just minutes ago. Hussein Abdul Hussein writes on X just now that 20 million barrels of oil were exported from the Arabian Gulf region. He explains this is why oil prices haven't surged despite tensions in Hormuz. Eyal Yacobi, an observer of Middle Eastern affairs, posted earlier today about the use of child soldiers by Iranian proxies. He condemns the practice as truly barbaric. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon. Walla reports that Israel's military operations are focused on neutralizing Hezbollah's influence. This involves targeting the Revolutionary Guard's tunnels. The IDF's resolve points to a strategic effort to dismantle key strongholds. The implications could escalate tensions in the region, affecting regional stability. Turning to the IDF's condemnation of settler actions in the West Bank, the Jerusalem Post highlights the military's strong stance against the takeover near Kusra and Jalud. Such actions could heighten tensions between Israeli settlers and Palestinian communities. This stance may influence future military and governmental policies regarding settler activities. Meanwhile, the IDF's engagement with a Hamas sniper marks a significant shift. Ynet reports this is the first instance under the new rules limiting offensive actions. This strike comes hours after the military stressed the importance of maintaining security along the Gaza ceasefire line. For residents, it underscores the ongoing volatility and the challenges in maintaining peace. Turning to the podcast altercation, Forward provides details of the clash involving Yosef Haddad. The heated debate spiraled into a physical confrontation. Such incidents highlight the deep divisions and emotional stakes in discussions about Israel's policies and identity. This event could spark further dialogue on the role of discourse in political debates. Finally, the new cybersecurity bill passed by the Knesset aims to enhance Israel's digital defenses. Haaretz reports this legislation is a response to increasing cyber threats. It strengthens the nation's security infrastructure, offering more robust protection against cyber attacks. For citizens, this means greater security for personal and national data. On the economic front, first, NVIDIA seeks to raise $500 billion from investors. Kitech reports the funds will support AI build-out in partnership with major financial players. This move underscores NVIDIA's commitment to expanding AI capabilities with significant potential impacts on tech industries in Israel and beyond. Separately, NextVision's financial performance shows mixed results. Despite solid earnings, Globes reports a drop in share price due to narrowed gross margins. This raises questions about the company's future strategies in the competitive UAV camera market. And finally, Bank Hapoalim posts a profit of 2.5 billion shekels, with half distributed to shareholders. Israel Hayom Business highlights the impact of a state-imposed tax on banks affecting its return on equity. This financial move could influence investor confidence and the bank's future growth strategies. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.